Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to The Daily, and I'm your host, Amy Carlin. This week, I was reminded of a hymn about service, Sweet is the Work. It goes, "Sweet is the work, my God, my King, to praise thy name, give thanks and sing, to show thy love by morning light, and talk of all thy truths at night. Sweet is the day of sacred rest, no mortal care shall seize my breast. Oh, may my heart in tune be found, like David's harp of solemn sound. My heart shall triumph in my Lord, and bless his works, and bless his word. Thy works of grace, how bright they shine, how deep thy counsels, how divine. But oh, what triumph shall I raise to thy dear name through endless days, when in the realm of joy I see thy face in full felicity. Sin, my worst enemy before, shall vex my eyes and ears no more. My inward foes shall all be slain, nor Satan break my peace again. Then shall I see and hear and know all I desired and wished below, and every power find sweet employ in that eternal world of joy." I enjoy this reminder that our work in the service of our God is sweet. It is sweet to love and serve others. It is sweet to praise the Lord. It is sweet to share his word. It is sweet to honor the Sabbath. It is sweet to triumph in the Lord. It is sweet to remember that we have a chance to return to the realms of joy in his presence. It is sweet to think of returning to live with him. It is sweet to think of our peace at that day and the peace of freedom from sin and temptation. It is sweet to know that we will someday understand all the things that do not yet make sense to our mortal minds. It is sweet to know that our deepest desires will be met. As we are willing to live as the Savior would have us live, serving and loving others and sharing what we have been given, we will draw nearer to him and to the joy that will come when we are reunited. Thank you again for listening today. The Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.